got bear with chicken inside. That's what we like. No, we like it so cool. Fantastic, Jesus Christ. Oh my God, your pen is so cool. And now fufu ni, and you get me. Like the way we're talking about Soko, remember that Betway's cash out is the biggest. So now they have enhanced early and partial and auto cash out features that lets you cash out your bet early, cash out a portion of your ongoing bets, and even set your bets to cash out automatically. So all of this just to give you more control over all the thrilling bets that you play. Sign up today at betway.com.gh. Remember, you need to be 18 years and above, and terms and conditions apply as regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. You need to be 18 years and above. Betway, get way more. Of course, we are getting way more. And it's time for Candid. I have some really fantastic... Hi, Martin.
Hi, now.
Good afternoon.
Sheila says hi.
Hey,
from the
Joy Prime
office. Sheila says hi.
Sheila says hi. Sheila, who am I? Should I tell the people why you're saying Sheila? No?
Oh, no.
Mamenka.
They will know when the
How
time
much will
is
you
right.
pay me?
They will know when the time is right.
Okay, sir. I can keep the secret for you.
When we set the dates.
Hey! Broken heart. Kumi Kums.
Yeah.
He's sitting in the chair swinging and taking videos of himself and the rest of us in the studio.
I'm just feeling myself, right?
I'm feeling myself.
Yeah.
Today, dear.
If one, I'm happy for my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, DJ Fantastic. I'm happy for him.
Today's his birthday.
And another thing is, when you were mentioning the things that we need to celebrate with, he said, and some...
the other part, the last one.
Was it bonus or... Bonus, okay.
Bonus.
And man. I love the bonus.
And the bonus.
So you people can keep the food.
Please, but we're live bonus. On Facebook. I can show you what the bonus is. Those, if you come on Facebook, I will tell you what the bonus is. I promise you.
So,
I can't say it on air, but I can show you what the bonus is. Please, we are live on Facebook.
Come on. You can say it on air.
No, I can't say it.
No, but you can. And after that, you resign.
No, then I do what?
You resign.
Conditions.
Because you know that definitely if you say it on air, it's either you resign or you be sad.
Hey,
can I ask a question?
To me, yes, sir.
Is it sex?
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about, but it's not sex, though. It's something else. There now, there's something that has been happening for a while now. My girlfriend always seems to get angry and out of control whenever we have an argument. She gets verbally abusive and insults me. Then she later comes back to apologize and eventually does the same thing again. How do I handle such a behavior? Aside that, she's a very loving person, but the thing is one trait that I find, but that's one trait I find very disrespectful. What do I do? Hashtag Candid. Now let me go straight into the studio. Let me start with my people, my men here. I'm glad they're, you know, it's a men's thing. Yeah. So I can come in for the ladies a little bit, but for them, at least we'll know exactly how it feels like when sometimes we get out of hand and we do things. It's very, very important to understand these things. Martin, I saw what she put on the platform, though. I don't want to read it out.
And Pinafore say.
But wait, before you talk, we are live on Facebook. Hits 103.9. Join us and add your messages on WhatsApp 0548841039. My darling, please go ahead.
And Pinafore say, Bibi Anko Kam Papa, Papa NJ Chrede.
What does that mean?
I don't know the English. Bigger picture, which is a loving and caring, and rather learn to live with her, not to upset her. I think that solves all the problem to me. Because if she's so loving and caring, I don't know what... She can't just wake up in the morning and say, I start insulting you or being abusive.
Yeah.
But rather, your attitude, you might have just, you know, whilst you're arguing, you might have said something or done something, an action or something, just to spark her off.
Yeah.
Everybody, there's no perfect person in this world.
No.
We all have our butts. So if you've at least learned her butts, try and get a solution to that.
Mm-hmm.
Not for her to change, because it will be difficult for her to change, but rather you change so you don't spark those things off.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Well, that's what Martin is saying. Let me share with you what we're discussing so you're abreast of what we're discussing. Diana, there's something that has been happening for a while now. My girlfriend seems to always get angry and out of control whenever we have an argument. She gets verbally abusive and insults me. She later comes to apologize and eventually does the same thing again. How do I handle such behavior? I say that she's a very loving person, but that is one trait that I find very disrespectful. What do I do? Please keep your messages coming through 0548841039. 0548841039. Our social media handles are HITS1039. We're live on Facebook. Please join the conversation. Martin says that probably you do something that sparks her because she won't just automatically get up and then start misbehaving. Or probably there's some things that she's told you that you keep repeating. I don't know what your thoughts are. Please share with us as well. Kumi Gooms.
Yeah. Okay. Let me start from where Martin ended.
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm not sure the lady is insane or is mad to wake up one morning or wakes up every day and begins to pour insults at you. Definitely something might have caused it. Like the moon, we all have two sides to our lives. You know, our gentle, kind, loving part and the weird, crazy type. Because don't forget, psychologists, when you speak to the mental health authority, they will tell you that every human being has 3% of insanity. And it only comes when you are angry.
Yeah.
And some of them, they can't control it, so it escalates higher.
Yeah.
So, definitely something might have caused her to behave that way.
Yeah.
But whichever way, you are responsible for managing your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do when you get angry, it's your responsibility.
Yeah.
Unless it is registered that you have bipolar or you are a psycho, you have mental ailment, then that one, it becomes medical.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, whatever you do in moments of anger, you are responsible. That is why somebody like me, you never hear me speak when I'm angry.
Yeah.
That is your but.
I don't speak when I'm angry because I may say things that I might regret later on. And don't forget, words are powerful. They are tools. They are weapons. They are arsenals. The moment you speak it, you cannot catch it back. So you say something. Let's say I'm angry. I'll say something against AJ. I'll apologize. But the scar that those words caused, it will take time to heal. So if I want to talk to you about something that I know may make me angry, I'll just walk off and go. You might think I'm rude. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's better that way than to come at you with anger and later I'll regret. Meanwhile, I might have bruised your ego or our friendship.
Yeah.
You see, the guy is worried because clearly everything shows the girl lacks, or the partner lacks, emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that everybody needs if you want to have a sound relationship is having a partner who can control him or herself emotionally in times of difficulties and anger, so that you wouldn't overreact, you wouldn't say or do things that has the capacity to destroy the beautiful relationship. Because if you listen to the guy, she is nice, but when she gets angry, unless maybe the lady has bipolar, because if you always get angry and you hit the other pole and you need to come back and apologize when you are cool, then there is a problem. In as much as the guy might have been the cause of all these things, you also have a problem. There is a problem of emotional intelligence missing somewhere. If that is not the case, why should you come and apologize anytime you do that?
Can it be managed?
I think they need a psychologist. They need a psychologist. There are some people, you see, they don't even know that that is a problem. That is why I'm saying there are some people, when they get angry, they just move beyond the 3% insanity. And is a problem. Is a mental ailment, but not a major one that you can describe as. You know, some people drink, they go mad.
Yeah.
Some people smoke, they go mad.
Yeah.
I know somebody, when he's not drunk, you love him. The moment one thought of anything touches the mouth, it turns into a different thing altogether.
Then
he's a banker, well respected.
Alcohol is
the moment he does
him.
That, he could eat and splash the food in his shirt and, you know, yeah. So maybe the lady's own is anger. So first of all, the guy needs to find out, what do I always do to trigger that side of her?
Mm-hmm.
Because definitely you might be touching on some notes that trigger those things.
Mm-hmm.
So self-introspection comes in here. You should know, what did I say? What did I do? What didn't I do? All these things, you should do your personal analysis so that it wouldn't sound as if, as it stands now, he is not directly blaming the lady, but he is somehow blaming the lady.
Mm-hmm.
He's not talking about what he does that causes that, but he's rather looking at the lady's reaction.
And that how is he a feels reaction, is disrespectful.
But definitely there is a causative agent. Something should trigger that thing. So we should look at the cause. And once we know the cause, we can look at the reaction. Because if whatever causes it does not start, there wouldn't be a reaction. As the scientists will tell you, every reaction deserves an equal opposite reaction. Every action deserves an equal opposite reaction. Sometimes I'm saying Einstein, something, something. But at the end of the day, what is the cause? What was your role?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that when she gets angry, she doesn't insult anybody but you?
Yeah.
She's not mad. Why doesn't she step outside, begin to insult people, call people, insult them, but you? Because you may be doing something that triggers that. So we should look at that. Then look at how to control her emotional imbalances. Because if somebody is super nice, according to the description that
you said, she's very loving,
super nice, and the same time that person can be
crazy,
super crazy and rude, then that person has a problem of bipolar, hitting the two poles. It is a psychological problem. It is not something that he can solve, unless maybe he's an expert, then he's willing to give a helping hand. But they need an expert to come in and do expert duties. You get me right?
Yeah,
they need an expert, because whoever hits the two poles, bipolar means somebody who can overly be nice, overly be happy,
crazy.
and the next time that person is overly depressive, overly angry, overly moody, you know, to the extremes, then you are hitting the two poles.
I see. But I wanted to ask this question, that do we always, as Africans, do we take these things seriously? Like, you know, we're getting into a relationship, do we focus on, I know we've talked about this over and over again about speaking, but do we look at the person, do we actually look at the person, not the outward beauty, the looks, the physique, but do we actually listen and look at the psychological side of it? Do we actually pay attention to those things?
Personally, I'm that type who is driven by, I want people who always challenges me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mental toughness. You know, people who are itron and who are resource oriented.
Yeah.
People who speak on broader issues. You know, they've read, they have experiences. So when you talk to them, they have a wider range of vocabulary, mm-hmm. of topics to talk about. Me, that is what draws me to people beyond their physique, because definitely you're a guy, you want to see something that when you see, you know, it will make you happy. But beyond that, it depends, individual differences. But if I get close to you and I realize that, Charlie, your words bruises my ego, then I don't think you are the right person. No matter who you are,
mm-hmm.
I'll just pull off. This time you realize that the girl needs help,
mm-hmm.
I would have advised the guy to move on, because if you are to stay with her for the rest of your life, knowing that you cannot accommodate that side of her, then it's a wrong investment. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
But as it stands now, clearly it shows that the girl has a problem. So even if the guy doesn't want to be in the relationship, at least for the sake of the love that he has for the girl, he should help the girl out. But how to go around it is a problem. Because if you don't take care and you talk about a psychologist or a psychiatrist, the girl may say that was my mother. And that may trigger another insult.
Yeah.
So it's tricky.
Okay.
It's very tricky.
So, now.
Yes, my dear.
When I was married, I noticed something.
Mm-hmm.
As Kumi was saying, when I'm angry, I don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
But that's was something I noticed got her angry.
Mm-hmm.
So at every point when she wants me to react and I don't, it pushes her to even talk more.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to leave or step out. So I noticed that was a problem.
Okay.
Now I have to, if I've gotten to know this is a problem, she wants me to talk. So instead of also going hard, I will say sorry.
I was just about to tell you that.
And the sorry shuts her up.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the anger is kept in her.
Until the next time?
The evening or the night, I do what I have to do. The next morning, we are good. That is what I noticed. Driving. There was something, I don't know whether driving school or whoever told me, whenever you hit the road, know that you are the wisest driver.
Yeah.
Every other driver
is crazy.
That's the defensive driving.
So you drive like you are driving with mad people on the road. If you have such a lady, know that you are the only matured person in the house. So live with her as a kid. So you see her as your little daughter. Everything that she does, how do you manage your little daughter? I don't believe in going to sit before someone, telling someone what I do, and a person telling me his mind or her mind. That person has his own problems.
We're not talking about counselors. We're talking about psychologists.
Psychologists is the same job.
No. They are different.
Okay, problem.
There are ones that are doctors that are meant to take care of the mental. Yeah. And there are ones that are just meant to help you, guide you through when you're having issues. So we're talking about the doctors, right?
Yeah.
The doctor one.
No, they are trained to help you have a stable mindset.
Yeah.
You see, the carpenter,
yeah,
when you enter his living room,
mm-hmm,
has broken chairs that he still sits on. He's a professional carpenter.
Yes, please.
Still has problems with his chairs. The mechanic is using a car that has problems. It drives to the left side or has engine making so much noise and all that. But he's driving it.
Mm-hmm.
The pastor, who is seen as an angel, is having super problems at home. And even in his life. So I don't believe in anybody telling me what to do. But I would rather want to, if I'm able to solve my own problem, it's for life,
mm-hmm,
than someone solving it for me. So I learned, you see, I told you something. I've said this thing again, and I'm going to say it. Learn to love the person you marry, rather than marrying the person you think you love.
Yeah.
So if you learn to love the person, then you know that once I start or I have started, this is what I have seen. Okay, then what do I do to solve the problem? Because she is the person I want to be with. Otherwise, you're going to leave her, move. You go and get one who doesn't bath well. You go and get another one who eats too much. You go and get. You always have a problem with every lady or every man you meet. Rather, learn the ways of the person you want to be with. And control that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that you are the only matured one among the two of you.
But Martin, you and I know that there are some people who have tried that, mm-hmm, and they ended up dead.
Yeah.
You see,
some ended up being maimed. Some ended up having psychological scars. Because sometimes some of the words the person might use, you're a human being, you have shocks, you are matured. But if you don't take care, it may break you down.
Yeah.
That is why I was talking about having somebody who has experience in emotional management. Sometimes, not necessarily taking the person there. But you, if you want to solve it, that is someone's profession. Why don't you get closer to the person? Okay, this is the problem I have. Let the person at least teach you a way around it professionally. Because bringing the person in might also trigger another anger. So, Martin, okay, this is the problem I have. Martin, you're a psychologist. Okay, bro, this is the situation I find myself. And what do you think might have caused that? Because that is their field. It's like somebody wanting to get into the media and knowing you as a media person, mm-hmm. and trying to seek expert advice from you before that person steps in, so that the person at least will give you a fair idea of how things work when it happens that way. Okay, so what are some of the, with your experience that you have with a person one-on-one, tete-a-tete, because you are with a person every day, you can add that professional thing to it, so that when you are doing anything beyond your emotional connection and your understanding, at least you can also have the other side of it to make your approach more, apart from being personal, professionally too. Maybe you can be the psychologist, because you impact the knowledge that you have to the person.
Yeah, it's more like you're counseling the person.
The way you live with a person, not necessarily talking about it, but because you know the situation, you know how best to approach the issue beyond your personal experience. Maybe that is what I think.
I want to ask you guys, let me digress a little bit and let me focus a little bit on mental health, because we're bringing this up. Do you think it's something...
You know, this month is Mental Health Month. Oh. Yeah, Mental Health Month.
You took the words out of my mouth, really. Yeah, so. Do we... Because it stems from stress. I'm coming from the point of probably you said something and I've told you, like, you know, when women speak to you, they expect that you would remember what, especially the ones that are very important to them, the things that are important to them. Like, he used to do this to me and it made me feel a particular kind of way. They're doing the same thing over again. She's going to get upset about it. And it will drive her crazy because it's bringing up a trauma that she had to live with. You get me? So yeah. I'm thinking probably those are the things that come up in that relationship. But do you think that as Ghanaians, we take this thing that sometimes stress can cause you to go override that 3% of, you know, madness within you. Yeah. Stress that's built up. You know, issues around that's built up. Do we take it serious and take a break and literally say, you know what? I'm taking a break of social media. I'm taking a break from all of this and let me just lay back and, like, you know, relax and revive myself. Like, you know, let me get back to me again. Do we do that?
That is personal rehab.
Yeah, personal. Thank you for that word. Do we take time and say, okay, the stress is too much. Let me rest a bit. Let me not touch work. Do we take our time to do those things?
Martin, Africa,
let me help you with this. Do you know that there is a survey that came last week that shows that in sub-Saharan Africa, Ghana is ranked number 4.
For what?
When it comes to people who work under extreme pressure that causes depression in sub-Saharan Africa, number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So if you are with a partner in Ghana, the probability that the person is always stressed out.
It's true. Yeah, it's high.
So, someone asked me why I'm not dating or why I'm single, and I told the person I'm not ready, and she asked, ready in what terms? And I said, the kind of pressure I go through every single day at work, when I get home, what I want to hear from a woman, I don't get it from any woman that I have approached. So for that reason, I'm not ready for any other pressure from any other body. I have come to understand and believe that in Africa, this is my own belief or my own maybe thinking. In Africa, if it's not a riabo, ana obiabo dama, eyohia ani ahochre. Money is, I think, a big solution to a lot of people's madness or insanity.
Oh yeah.
Because me, I get angry at nothing when I'm broke.
I think we all do, right?
Not you alone.
When I'm broke, get frustrated.
My kids will call me and sometimes I just look at a phone and I don't want to pick up because they will need something that is very little I can easily do for them. But because I don't have money, I'm angry at a call. Yeah.
makes you guilty, and
yeah.
I don't want to even hear daddy me pay away and I'm pay away. Then I, in my mind, I know I don't, I wish to do it, but I don't have it. For that reason, I don't even want to tell them no. So I wouldn't even pick the call. I believe we just have to put things in place. Let the system work. I don't want to say government. I don't want to say we can all make the system work. It will solve a lot of
But like I
insanity.
Asked, do we stop and say, okay, let me stop.
Yeah.
Let me go and sit. I'm not saying this as a, you know, condescendingly, but like, let me go to my hometown. Let me go to the, you know, out of town. Let me breathe a bit. Like, it's too much for me to me handle, because I know that people will take time off work, eh, and still go and do galamse and still be still under pressure and be at home with
AJ,
their partners and
it comes back to what Martin is saying. You want to go to your village with whose money?
Into Sigahunti.
4 months.
You can have fun without money.
You see,
what fun?
Watch TV. It's working. The system is working so fast to the extent that there's no time for slugging. So there's always pressure on you. There's always pressure on you. If you decide to rest for 2 days, you belong to the 1962 manual.
It's true.
Yes, because the system is working so fast. So it takes the grace of God. Charlie, God should bless us with money.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, amen.
Because it reduces a lot of pressure, a lot of stress, and all these things. People, why should somebody look at? Let me give you a typical example. Somebody who sells in traffic.
Hey,
through the sun, through the rain, they're selling water, PK, selling plantain chips. The question is, how much is the person's capital? After everything, how much would the person get? The person is paying light bill, water bill, school fees. If the person is a guy, giving chop money. Such a person.
And they have a girlfriend too.
That guy wants to commit suicide. Clearly, the guy wants to commit suicide. So if such a person, how do you expect such a person to have that patience, that heart, to accommodate extra pressure after work when the person comes home? You know, and these are examples of some of the things people do. Look at our work. You are always reading. You are always doing research.
Watching other people.
Look, as I'm talking to you now, you know Samuel Okuto came here.
Yeah, he's looking
waiting for
you.
Me. We need to go and shoot commercial.
Wait.
I haven't had time to eat the whole day.
I know. I had
from
to
there,
come and drag
I'm,
you from.
I'm now going
to
find out even what I will eat.
I've drank quality.
And you get home and your partner also meets you with pressure because there was something that you should have done that you didn't do. So you need somebody with emotional intelligence. Somebody with
no head. Last question so that we wrap up. Should we start saying, look, my day was horrible, I went through this, so that we can communicate about what I'm going through? Even like you said, you don't like going to sit in front of counselors, but if we're dating, actually today was hard. Should they sit down and start talking so she won't bottle it up and tell him that, Kumi, oh yeah, well anyway, and I didn't like it. Or it made me all, Charlie, my day has been horrible. And you're also making it horrible for me. For him to ask, what did I do exactly? How can I make your day better? Do we communicate? Should they do that? Not even they alone, but to every one of us who's listening.
If your partner is discerning, yes. If your partner is not discerning, he or she will tell you, you are trying to cover up. You are giving excuses because you don't want to talk to me. You don't want to. That is where the problem is. You are already stressed up. Your partner is stressed up. She wants to release her stress. She wants to release her stress by talking to you. And you want to release your stress by not talking. So there is a stress in between.
A friend called me 2 days ago. When I pick up the phone, the first thing that came from her, hey, we in Paboneni, sir. Then I cut a line. I know she has issues. I should have checked on you. But you don't know what I'm also
going through.
Then the first thing that comes out of your mouth, we in Paboneni, sir.
Okay.
I see if I'm the person bring, you know, Charlie, I've closed from work. I tell the ladies who want to come into my life, when you come, this is what I want. When I get home, if you are there or you are not there, call me. Kojo, how was your day? Let me tell you how my day was. Tell me how yours also went. Then we can now talk about other problems. But if you meet me with a problem knowing I have driven 1 hour 30 minutes in traffic from Kokomlimli to Abukobi Boy.
Okay.
Yo.
That's also another stress altogether. Yo. I don't want to hear it.
No.
Isn't that a stressful day at work?
Drive all that way, going home with like...
an empty pocket. Okay, Akpa, let me read the messages. Martin is walking on the street. He's stressed out. Like he's done. Like I'm done already. Oh, yeah. Martin go. Oh,
yeah, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
You know, the stress. You see, the stress factor is very important. That is why I'm saying that is a mental health issue.
Yeah.
That we need to look at. But unfortunately, in a part of the world, we don't seek the services of psychologists, psychiatrists, and all these things, because somebody might think that
Going crazy.
Yeah, you're going crazy. Some of us, we had the benefit when we had problems, extreme problems that we had to solve about 3 years ago, and all these things. So we had psychologists to talk to, we had some psychiatrists to talk to, and it strengthened and opened our understanding, widened our understanding about some of these things. So when we're talking about it, or when we're dealing with such things, we know practically we've been through it, and we've seen how they helped us. So it becomes easy for you. But let me tell you this. If you are with a partner who lacks emotional intelligence, it is a problem. Because you can never have peace. You don't know what may trigger whatever. As humans as we are, definitely one will offend the other. So whenever I offend you, knowingly or unknowingly, at the slightest provocation, you need to insult me. Who does that? It's a problem. And what men need, this is the guy who sent it. What men need. Yes, men need supportive women, but above all, a respectful woman. So any woman who is good to what extent, but lacks emotional intelligence to the extent that when she gets angry, she gets disrespectful and insult a man. How? It's a problem.
Thank you, Kumi Kums. Yeah, and that's you. How.